Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One can't help but be positive. The other can't help but be negative.
Bleep you, you bleeping bleepity bleep.
The only thing they seem to agree on is that they can barely agree on anything.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm Andy Hart. I'm not happy about this.
It's sports radio for the passionate fan.
What's up, Nick?
And grumpy dad in all of us.
That is just so stupid.
Fitzy and Hart.
Yes, I've been listening, Andy.
On Boston Sports Original.
I like the way Andy Hart does it.
Might have Nick just take over.
WEEI.
Sticking by Drake May, who for some reason seems to be falling, getting picked apart on minor flaws. None of these quarterbacks are perfect. Typical pre-draft nonsense. He will be a great pro. Big, smart, accurate, arm talent to drive the ball or throw with pace and touch. Will thrive inside and outside of the pocket. Naturally athletic and poised. Very impressive one-on-one in interviews and understanding football. A leader, competitor, and perhaps will fall to New England.
Patriots fans, what else do you need to hear? Boston sports fans, how much greater could your Saturday be? Celtics at Heat, Game 3. Bruins at Leafs, Game 4. Lionel Messi taking over Foxborough against the Revs, 7:30. Day 3. The final day of the NFL Draft 2024. And okay, fine, sure, whatever. They're down the street, 4:10 p.m., Game 2, Cubbies at Sox. My Lord, this is what it's all about. We live for days like this, and I'm sure you couldn't be happier to know that your guys, Andy Jumbo Hart and Nick Fitzy Stevens, will be with you until 3:10 p.m., here on Boston Sports Original, covering, reacting, and analyzing it all, 93.7 FM, WEEI, WEEI.com, all across our fabulous affiliates from Maine to Methuen and beyond, and of course, on the Odyssey app. If you want to holler at us, give us a shout anytime. Producer Joe Braverman will be manning the ones and twos. Please be kind when you holler at Joe, 617-779-7937. You know the socials, at WEEI, at FitzyGFY, and at Jumbo Hart. And, of course, the text line, 37937. I take you to a pre-show chat with one Mr. Andy Hart as I asked him if there was anything in particular he wanted to discuss or bring about, play, and share on today's program. Big sports day, he says. No place I'd rather be than behind a mic. Rained for 3 months straight, and day three of the draft is one of the best weather days off. Son of a bitch. I mean, is this guy ready to rock and roll
Let's
or
go.
What?
Let's go. I'm not going to bitch. I'm going to bask in the glory that is May Day here in April. I am not allowing people like you, a.k.a. you people, that were bitching last night about,
I don't like Caden Wallace. I don't think he's a left
12:04,
tackle.
We got our first you people in.
You're
That's
damn right.
It could be a record.
I have wanted Drake May to be the Patriots quarterback since, like, November. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I am not going to let the minutia of little things like, hey, how come you couldn't spread the Celtics and Bs out a little bit more? Or, oh, I don't like that right tackle you took with the third round pick. Screw the third round pick.
Whoa.
How about the third overall pick? His name is Drake May. He is the future in Foxborough. I am going to stay positive. I promise.
Really? You can? Can? Is it possible, Andy, that
to
you
sound negative while saying you're going to be positive?
Absolutely. I mean, it is one of your truest talents. It is a rare skill, and I admire it, sir. I will give you your flowers for that, if nothing else. Joe Braverman, do we believe Andy Hart can stay mostly positive for 3 hours, 1/8 of an actual Anno Domino Roman calendar
considering
day?
That he was the anchor of the Take Drake movement, I feel like nothing's going to deter him, but there's going to be that moment where it does slip.
I'm like Shaq in the low post. You ain't moving me off my spot. You don't have the ability.
This should be your day. This should be. You guys did a great job the other night on the Rich Keefe All Night Draft Spectacular.
Well, we should say you did good as well at Gillette Stadium.
I did my job. I wanted to be here a little bit more with the guys, but obviously I was detained otherwise and was not able to participate in full in the program. Obviously, a few things have transpired, so Andy and I have also been contributing heavily to WEEI.com. where we've been previewing players available to the Patriots, reacting to moves and more. We'll get into some of the Drake May stuff as well later on and why.
But we got a pick coming. We can't take too much time.
That's what I was going to say. Despite all the hooting and hollering some of the people out there have done, you should have traded back. I completely honest as always in, you know, full confessional. I was not shy about being one of the inhabitants of Unpopular Take Island. I wanted the Patriots to trade back. I would have taken the deal, and then I would have grabbed a tackle and Michael Penix and then a receiver at 34. Sure, I was heartbroken last night when not only did Ladd McConkey go 34th overall, the second pick of the second round, but the Patriots had a chance at my guy McConkey, and they traded it away to the Los Angeles Chargers. Jim Harbaugh, I've been a fan for a long time. Please take care of my guy. There are little hits and misses along the way, and both of us on a late night Six Rings pod last night said that we weren't necessarily in love with the Caden Wallace pick as well. My goodness, if we need a left tackle, can we possibly just draft someone who's played left tackle before or has had that be his primary position? All those things being said, Andy, I'm with you because I really, really, really am. I'm taken, if not fully enthused, by the charisma, by the charm, the aw shucksness, if you will, the leadership, the fraternal camaraderie displayed by Drake May. You know, bringing his three giant brothers up there. You know, we could possibly have the May boys, if you will. I doubt they'll ever challenge for the throne of the Gronk Bros and their almost decade-long reign up here in Foxborough, Massachusetts, and New England Patriots Nation, if you will. But there's just, before he even puts on his number 10 jersey, and yes, everybody, I've seen all of your jerry-rigged, taped over, duct-taped, pinned upon, repainted, repurposed Mac Jones and Garoppolo jerseys. Very thrifty. I appreciate all of you. Before he puts that jersey on, before he does anything at practice, before he does anything beyond wear his Carolina blue suit, I got to say, I like it. I really, really like it. And it just feels good to have something to look forward to again as a Patriots fan.
If you don't, as I wrote on the website, if you don't feel optimism with the Drake May pick, that's a you problem. That's you being too negative. That's you needing to look in the mirror. That's you needing to reevaluate the way you assess things. Because even the critics, I've tried to listen to all the critics, and maybe the harshest, most notable critic was a guy who used to roam the sidelines for 20-plus years in Foxborough, Bill Belichick, who did a live sort of hatchet job to Drake May's film on the Pat McAfee draft night coverage.
Mm-hmm.
It was all like,
well, it
was
a full hatchet job. It was close.
It was close. The tone made it a full hatchet job, in my opinion. I didn't care for the tone from Bill, but I did like the honesty. I'd want more of that honesty moving forward. But all of it seemed to me like, well, you know, he's got to throw it quicker. Oh, he's got to keep his eyes here. You know what those all sounded like? I believe they're called coaching points.
Right.
Like, to me, everything that I've heard that's critical of Drake May is coachable, what Alex Van Pelt and Ben McAdoo and company are literally paid to handle. I didn't hear, like, Mac Jones, you and I used to fight. I didn't think he had the arm. You don't coach up the arm. You don't find an arm. You don't grow taller. Boy, don't I know that. You don't get stronger and bigger, and like you can only, there's limitations to your physical ability. And I believe Drake May has unlimited physical ability. The things that need correcting, footwork. I've heard all this bitching about footwork.
Yeah, footwork is, by the way, footwork is the new arm strength.
Right. Well, guess what? Footwork can be fixed. Arm strength cannot be. So get his ass on a practice field and create little drills with cones or painted spots, wherever the hell you want his feet. You put bands around him. There's a million footwork drills. Do the damn drills. Because I have not heard one person give me a negative about him that can't be corrected.
Andy, sorry to interrupt your Drake May diatribe here, but the fourth round of the 2024 NFL Draft is underway. The first pick of round four, a solid pick, if I may say, by a team that I think is actually having an excellent draft, and boy, did they need it, thin-skinned owner aside, the Carolina Panthers, they took, I think it's a great value pick, Jatavion Sanders, tight end out of Texas, potential to be a real playmaker and a plus-level starter for them. That's a good value pick. They've actually improved their offense significantly. They got Jonathan Brooks at running back. He was picked 46. Now they draft Jatavion Sanders, and at the very end of round one, they traded up one spot to secure the services of one of the wide receivers I very much was hoping the New England Patriots would take, and that, of course, was Dave Canales' crush, Xavier Leggett. So they're doing an excellent job, and we have a trade, Andy. The New England Patriots will be third up at pick 103, a big 103. Hey, Big, what do you think the Pats will do?
Hey, right, Big.
Hey, Big. The pick is in for the Broncos. The Broncos have traded up with the Seahawks, just one spot in front of the Patriots, at pick 102. That's probably a radio station someplace. We'll see what the Broncos do. Of course, they made their big splash, 12th overall, in a record-setting year where six quarterbacks were taken in the first 12 picks. They took Bo Nix. We will stick with you. We're supposed to be, we're scheduled for a commercial break and a trending update in about 3 minutes. What we're going to try to do is stay with you. We'll run a little bit late. I'll get a text message from the boss. He won't be happy about the executive decision. But I do want to take the Patriots draft pick live so we can get an instant reaction. And then, of course, we'll have a belated commercial break and we'll get back on track, Andy. What are our, before we get back into our May talk and everything, let's focus on the pick at hand coming up momentarily. What are the Patriots' day? Oh, wow. Steal for the Broncos. Steal alert.
That's what everybody says this time of year.
I was kind of hoping maybe in the fourth round, I would have been pretty happy if the Patriots got this guy because we need a lot of help in that room. The Broncos just stole Troy Franklin, second pick of the fourth round. He was Bo Nix's favorite target at Oregon. Some have comped him, myself included, to a little bit of Tyquan Thornton. However, yes, he is long and lean. Yes, he is very fast. But he's got, I think, better hands and also footwork. He doesn't actually run himself into crowds. He actually has receiver GPS. That is a terrific, terrific pick for the Broncos, trading up to grab a receiver, considering that they got rid of Jerry Jeudy and they have a little bit of a contract dispute right now with Courtland Sutton. What do you think of that pick, Andy?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting pick to pair a QB and a wide receiver together. We've seen that a little bit in recent years. And I think he is what Thornton is supposed to be. He has that skinny frame, but he's far more productive with it for the Ducks. We'll see if he can bring that to Denver. But obviously, that's a scheme with Sean Payton that I think you have faith that can maximize talents and find things. So Patriots are on the clock after two, I would say, notable offensive prospects go off the board. You could argue second best tight end in the draft just went, and he was available in the fourth round. Wide receiver that some people thought was, you know, a consideration at 34 just went at 102. So I'd be interested to see. There's got to be some. A.D. Mitchell had some red flags. There's got to be a little something going on with Troy Franklin more than just the build, the skills. There's got to be some behind the scenes.
And did you hear that? I heard this during the award winning Ken and Curtis program earlier today. Did you hear Chris Ballard's response to the critics who all said, oh, there's red flags with this guy, A.D. Mitchell? I mean, Adonai Mitchell. Some people thought that teams would be falling all over themselves, like trying to get in on Black Friday to get a favored toy. You know, like it was like a Cabbage Patch Kid or a laser tag battle to get into the first round. He fell to the middle of the second round, and he ultimately went to the Colts. That's an absolute steal for them. They've had a great draft.
I think they have the riskiest draft there is.
You said it last night.
They took a medical risk and a character risk.
Yep.
They but, could hit home runs, and people go, wow, what value?
What were or we thinking? Say, why did we pass on Latu and Mitchell? Or, Andy, like you said, it could be...
blow up in his face. And he's an explosive, fiery guy. You remember back in the McDaniels, like, the rivalry's back. He's a hardo. He's
big time.
He's Harry Hardass. I kind of like him. I like the fire.
By the way, did he get more of a country accent as he's aging? Like, I never remember Chris Ballard. Like, we'll share the cut a little bit later on in the program once again because it's a good one. It's juicy and laden with things. Oh, I just got confirmation from the boss. The boss has approved my on-the-fly executive call, adjusting on the fly to make sure we get the Patriots picks live. The pick is now in.
And they say you don't give any good ideas.
Hey, every now and again. Every now and again, this, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day and the sun will shine on a duck's ass. All right, Andy, what do we think it's going to be? Where are they going with this one? We have a tackle, we have a receiver, and we have a QB1 of the future. Where are they going?
I would be looking at whatever my favorite cornerback on the board is. Mm-hmm. I think that's a sneaky need.
Yep.
But running back value would not surprise me. I would have said Sanders, the tight end that just went out of Texas. I would have said he was a consideration. You got rid of your top three needs. So I think you need to start going best available while looking at where your needs still are.
Here we go.
Come on, cornerback. Come on, cornerback.
2024 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Laydon Robinson, guard, Texas A&M.
Did you say guard?
A guard?
Son of
a guard?
Nope, I'm not doing it. Love it. Great pick. You know what? You need to be strong up the middle when you have a Hall of Fame quarterback you're hoping to develop, so a guard is fine. Fitzy. If you want a bitch, go elsewhere. We're not doing bitching today. We are basking in the glory of the franchise pick.
I did.
Good recovery, Andy.
I am all positive all the time, baby.
I looked at Elliot Wolf's face the other night at the draft party, and I told him he was doing a great job, and I admire his calm demeanor, and I thought he was going to have an awesome draft.
He was sucking up to Elliot
Wolf. I don't like the last three picks.
Jeez.
Wait, Fitzy, it can't be possible. You can't be the negative one and Andy be the positive one. That's not how this show works.
Especially since you don't know anything about the NFL draft. So how do you know this isn't a good pick?
What do you mean I don't know anything about the NFL draft? No one knows anything
about the NFL draft.
Nobody knows anything about the NFL draft.
You know nothing more than most people know nothing.
You could fill the oceans with how little you know about the NFL draft.
So Laydon Robinson was a 4th/5th round pick, according to The Beast. He's a 6'3", 302-pound guard, ran a 5.09 40. Out of Texas,
they just showed via PFF he allowed 5 sacks and about 1,100 snaps. I want to say during his time at Texas A&M.
Okay, but did everyone see last year's draft? Maffey,
Who was running last year's draft?
Andrews,
sure as crap wasn't Elliot Wolf. Yeah,
but they took three guards last year.
Doesn't matter if they don't like them. They don't like them. There's a regime change. You know what happens in regime changes? A certain percentage of the roster is shown to the door because the new regime says, I don't like what the old regime
And there
regime
are rock was. Fights and tear gas. And
we are now a zone running team. We are a zone running team. Like, Alex Van Pelt needs to get his zone blocking schemes down. He needs to get zone blockers. If this is his guy, this is his guy. 3-year starter at Texas A&M. Almost 23, so he's not one of the old prospects, but he's certainly not young. Just kind of skimming his bio real quick. Overall, Robinson, this is from The Athletic, plays with a rugged physical demeanor and the play strength to stay connected, but his middling mirror skills and protection will be targeted by NFL pass rushers. He has a chance to provide depth for a power-based scheme in the... Oh, boy. I just said we were a zone scheme. Why are we drafting power?
And we're going for a power run scheme.
Nope, I love it. Love power. Football is about power. It's the ultimate power sport.
Listen to you. Andy, is the window open at your home studio? Because you are swaying in the Foxborough breeze right now.
In Elliot, I trust.
Joe.
Took the right quarterback. The rest will fall into place.
Okay, our friend Mark Daniels from Mass Live does a terrific job. At by Mark Daniels, 1 minute ago. You wonder what it says, Andy, to your point, dovetailing off of that. You wonder what it says about how the Patriots feel about Cole Strange, who was hurt last year, City So, and Antonio Maffey when they draft another guard in the 4th.
Yep.
I think both of us can agree, cornerback depth, kind of a priority now. Another tight end of the future. You know, you did just re-sign Hunter Henry, 3 years, $30 million. That was a good deal. You've got the Mitchell, Franklin, whatever his name is, the blocking guy that came in from Cincinnati. Like, It's not exactly a huge. Oh, and you've got Austin Hooper. He'll be here for a year.
Yeah, you have tight ends that are. If you're picking now, it's interesting here. I believe that at least early in his tenure, Elliott Wolf showed his hand over the first 2 days that he's a need-based drafter. He went need. He screwed the board. He said nope. Cooper DeJean might be higher on our board. Troy Franklin might be higher on our board, but we're sticking to the board via need. He did that the first. So if he did that in day three. That means he viewed guard as a need. So that could say something about the guys they drafted last year. We have talked about, he did talk about the draft picks from last year. The one thing he didn't mention was Cole Strange. So, and I've heard somebody say, hey, what about Cole Strange moving to tackle? I don't think that's a possibility.
Andy, I told you I've now interviewed Cole Strange at the stadium several times. Very nice guy. Super country, deferential, polite, whatever. Whenever I see him, the first thing I always think is, how in the world could you hold up against Devon Godshow, Matt Judon, Aaron Donald? Like, he just doesn't look like like the modern guard. Like, the modern, like, So and Mafi look more the type because they're, like, just absolute maulers and they're hosses. And this guy, this new guy, I got to learn his name again. I apologize, everybody. Layden Robinson, he looks like more of a guard. Actually, wow, he kind of does look like a bit of a specimen. And we did talk about this, and we'll throw to trending in just a moment here. One of the things we did point out on Six Rings, because it's been a while since we've had a Saturday show together, on our podcast, we did point out, or at least I opined, that I didn't want Jerod Mayo, Elliott Wolf, and anyone else making decisions at Thunder Buddy Incorporated. I didn't want anyone being beholden to any players selected prior to this year. So if they are out on some of those guards or believe that they are possibly backups and that they need more guys like this as a starter, I'm all for it. As another player that I wanted the Patriots to draft, just went off the board. Dadrian Taylor Demerson from Texas Tech, a flex safety who could play strong safety and or free safety, just went. That's another need for the Patriots. Again, I hope Elliott Wolf is right, Andy, because I'm watching an awful lot of guys I hope to see in Foxborough go to other teams, but such is the pain of the draft. We got to catch up on commercial breaks and trending right now. 617-779-7937. If you would like to join the Welcome Layden Robinson to Foxborough party, Andy is completely positive. I'm completely torn, twisted into an emotional pretzel, and in a glass case of emotion. But thank God, in the other glass case of knowledge, we've got Joe Braverman. He's trending now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It fell really nicely for us. Polk was a guy we had targeted. Wallace was a guy we had targeted. Some exploratory conversations about possibly moving back from 68. And then, you know, it was just kind of like, well, why? This is the guy that we had wanted all along. So it sometimes it doesn't fall for you. It fell pretty nicely for us today.
Patriots director of scouting and de facto general manager Elliott Wolf, the Wolf of Ball Street, last night in the media Zoom addressing how he felt the draft board fell to the Patriots as they maneuvered out of 34 back to 37, where they took Jalen Polk, wide receiver, out of the University of Washington, one of the infamous Penix trio alongside Jalen McMillan and Rome Odunze, leaving Ladd McConkey to go to the Chargers. Damn it! And then, of course, at 68, tackle Caden Wallace out of Penn State. The other tackle, no, not Olufoshanu, who some say going to the New York Jets, who have also had another excellent draft. We'll see how their season pans out. He could be a Hall of Famer. He could be a perennial Pro Bowler. This kid, Caden Wallace, is a right tackle who may have to learn how to play left tackle. And now, of course, their first pick in the fourth round today is another guard, Laydon Robinson, out of Texas A&M. This is Fitzy and Hart. We're with you till 3 p.m. today, at which point I'll toss the baton to Brad Foe for all of his NFL draft takes. Oh, and by the way, he'll do the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show. First pitch, 4:10. Sox and Cubbies. Can it get more All-American than that? Andy, at pick 107, the Patriots are up again in three selections. The New York, they might be football giants, just went with tight end Theo Johnson out of Pennsylvania State University. We are Penn State. Looks to be a fine seems reasonably athletic-ish. So good for them. Patriots still kind of need, in our estimation.
You know who was blocking for him?
Who's that?
The newest Patriots
Caden
lineman.
Caden Wallace. That's right, baby. Right tackle and 17 guards. Text line 37937. A lot of people are very happy to hear their old pals Fitzy and Hart back on the radio today as a 617 texter, 508 Fitzy, the professional goof. That's me. Here we go. Andy, you'll love to hear this one. 617 texter. I don't like positive Andy. I miss negative Andy. 860. These last two picks for the Patriots were terrible. 508 texter. Gee whiz, I haven't seen any Tennessee Chattanooga players taken yet. 860. The roster is stocked with guards and right tackles. No left tackle. And all wide receiver threes. No number one. Awesome. Joe in Rhode Island. Hart and Fitzy. The draft Knicks of the draft. Let's go. Joe in Rhode Island. Thank you very much. 617. Great. Six guards on the roster and six right tackles. Outstanding. It might be my favorite one right here. you ready for this? 508 texter. Patriots receiving corps sounds like a typical night at Wiggy's house. A pop and a poke.
Jiminy Christmas. Wow.
Okay. 508. Is the Pats' lone all-star, the cheerleader, coming back? Here we go. Fresh text, 617. For May's sake, I hope they add the UNC wide receiver, Devontae Walker. Andy, at pick 110. That would seem to be around where they thought he may go. Do you think the New England Patriots, even if they don't love him, Kyrie Jackson, cornerback, actually a very good pick right there for he was 2023 first team All Pac-12. Kyrie Jackson, cornerback, 6'3", 200 pounds. Good pick for Minnesota right there at 109. The Patriots will be coming up. That was pick 108 for Minnesota. That's a pretty solid pick for them right there. At 110, though, could we see the Patriots maybe go off board and give Drake May one of his guys in Devontae Walker?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't rule it out. We already saw the Broncos do the double dip thing, and it's been, as I said, been a little bit popular. I don't think he's a great player. I don't think, you know, that just injects a lot to your offense. If it's just a comfort thing and you want him to have a guy around, clearly they're going offense, though, because we are continuing to hit the offensive side of the ball. We're answering Bill Belichick's defensive draft with an offensive draft. Quarterback, right. Wide receiver, O-line. We'll see if they keep that rolling with a tight end or a running back. Could we get our first defensive pick? Will they turn the tide here as well? Because I feel like you people have gone negative. I'm still positive.
One, 1234.
I'm still positive, but you people have gone negative. You guys seem to think you know more than Elliot Wolf on the third day of the draft. And
well,
we all used
to say the same thing. Like, you people seem to think that you know more than Bill Belichick as well. It's always the same. It's always the same. Same old song and dance with you.
No, I'm very creative. I mix it up every once in a while.
That is absolute not. By the way, I do want to relay this. The other night when I mentioned that I had a chance to speak with Cole Strange, and I kind of remark on the fact that he just looks like a big dude, but not like a guard in the NFL. Ramondre Stevenson was also there on the stage. And very nice, super nice dude. He's big, but he also doesn't wow, you run into 350-pound humans like 20 times every Sunday or some Thursdays or Mondays. Damn.
Try not to.
You get it. It hurts. I know. I get it. So, yeah, the goal is to not do that, but that, you know, blank happens. Ramondre did say, we took a question from the crowd, and a kid asked, what do you think the offensive goals are? What's your goal on offense this fall? And Ramondre said, to be a power running team and run the ball a lot. And I couldn't help but wonder if he was, you know, not telling tales out of church. Any running back is going to say that, of course. But could he be relaying a little bit from the meetings like, hey, Captain Obvious here. We don't have a dynamic passing attack. We've got a rookie quarterback, and we've got me, and we've got 19 guards on the roster. So what do you think we're going to do this fall? We're going to run the ball a lot.
And, I mean, that whoever plays quarterback, we don't know how that's going to play out, obviously.
Nathan Rourke.
I don't think it'll be Nathan Rourke. I have a pretty good feeling it comes down to two people. I don't think it'll be Zappe either. I think it comes down to May or Brissett, or probably Brissett for a little while, and then May when he's ready. But either of those guys certainly could use a running game. You don't want either of those guys out there slinging it 30 or 40 times a game. One, because Jacoby Brissett is Jacoby Brissett, Ooh. And two, because you have a young quarterback.
The Atlanta Falcons, right before the New England Patriots, took defensive lineman Brandon Dorlus, who was at the top of NFL.com's day three picks available. That was pick 109. The second the pick was announced, the New England Patriots pick was in. Yes. They did not
use. That's why I'm confident the Patriots will get what they want, because the Falcons will, again, trip on their own feet.
They'll falcon it up a little bit. And we'll get into the whole Michael Penix routine and how strange that is. I've heard some people try to talk me into it and try to explain exactly what the Falcons were thinking. But anyway, let's go live to the audio.
And hosted the largest international fan march in NFL history, organized by these fans behind me, who represent all the loyal Patriots fans from Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. And together, we are proud to announce a new face for the Patriots. With the 110th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the New England Patriots select Javon Baker, wide receiver,
oh! Central yes! Florida. Yes! 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 Hell yeah! Wow. Elliot Wolf, you're my guy!
GM Fitzy turned it around quick.
Oh!
Wow! Andy, you can't see it, but Andy Fitzy is on his feet.
What a steal!
Yeah, we'll see.
Joe, I'll give you my keys. What's your name, new guy?
This is Jacob.
Jacob, get my there's beers in the trunk. We're popping some early ones today. Let's go. Party time in the USA. Andy, this is a dub. What a steal. Ah, this was my... I wanted them to take him at 68. Ah.
Well, that would have been dumb.
No, you're the one. Some people said Drake May shouldn't be third overall, but if you identify the guy you want, then you go and get him. Here's what I love about you. Oh, my God, I'm so... I have not been this happy watching the draft in forever. Javon Baker, in case anyone doesn't know, Javon Baker, yes, I just had a complete yes text line. I just had what I call a scorgasm. That's when I go loony over sports, and I couldn't help myself, and I'm not going to apologize it. I am a Javon Baker fan, loud, proud, and out about it.
How many games have you watched him play?
Zero. So
okay, just wanted to clarify.
Why I oughta heart you, son of a... Here's what
Andy, you just gave away our secrets.
No, Andy, actually, this isn't me. I've been secretly working with Odyssey Tech. This is all AI. I'm actually at home asleep right now at the Cape House.
Perfect.
Okay.
You're at the bar getting upset about the Johnson pick.
Real me was still yelling about Ladd McConkey at the Cleeton Anchor in Dennisport, Mass. No, Andy, so here's the deal. So Javon Baker, I stumbled across him like... God, we've been doing, like we said, 6 months of doing the same show and talking the same stuff, same players, everything. A couple of months ago, somebody said, it was this long, it was like a 1,000-word tweet. And it was this whole breakdown on why if you're looking for the next Puka Nacua, if you're looking for the wide receiver steal of the draft, it is hands down Javon Baker. He averaged 22 yards a catch last year. 53 receptions, like 1,150 yards, and either 7 or 9 touchdowns. I'm just reciting this now from memory. Wins on the outside, wins over the middle, 6'2", I think 205 or 210. Like, big dude, fast enough, great hands, works.
Oh, he's fast enough? Polk is slow at 4'5'2", and Javon Baker is fast enough at 4'5'4"?
Sure.
You people. You people.
Yep, that's us. We
Apparently
people.
Apparently it's Javon, according to Boss Man. You got to say Javon. Vaughn.
Boss,
not
man.
Javon.
Who said that? Our boss?
Yeah.
Did he just
Javon?
Did he just text us and say, get it right?
I'm terrible with the phonetical things, but he wrote big J, big A, big Y, little V-O-N. Bacon.
Text one moment ago from our friend, Andrew Callahan, the fabulous Patriots writer at the, and sometimes he even covers the Celtics as well, at the Boston Herald. Hope you raise a glass tonight. You got your guy. Oh, I'm so freaking excited about that. And yes, it is Javon. Thank you very much. Wow, look at Boss Man's heavily involved in the show today. He's working with us here. Our friend Dakota from Braintree sends me a text message right now. USOB. He's poolside at the Fontainebleau in Miami, currently listening to Fitzy and Hart. You know what, Dakota?
Hi, how are you?
What? Hey, how are you, Dakota? Send us some swing juice. That's the nice thing. You can listen to us anywhere. He wants draft coverage so badly. He wants to talk football so badly. It's 80-something degrees. It's gorgeous. And he's listening to Fitzy and Hart on the Odyssey app on his phone talking draft. I absolutely love it.
This Javon Baker, I liked him on tape. The one thing that concerned me is just watching
tape. I like him?
No. Well, yes, because I have no faith in your football analysis. But
go blank yourself.
Bleep. On tape, he looks like a punk. Every single play ended with some sort of punky action or whatever you want to call it. And not that that matters. Like, you need to be an edge to play wide receiver. You're playing edgy cornerbacks, and I need you to have confidence. But I'm interested to see what he looks like on a daily basis. So real quick, going to our friends over that I respect, Dane Brugler, not Nick Fitzy Stevens. He had Javon Baker as his 20th receiver, a fourth-round pick. He ran a 4.54 40, which, again, I don't know what you people want because you told me Jalen Polk was slow and he ran a 4.52. But this is a guy that he's got some spunkiness to him. I don't know if that's good or bad, but he's got some spunkiness to him. I like the way he plays on the field to a degree. Mm-hmm. Don't cross the line kind of thing.
Yep.
But he jump balls. He's a competitor. He goes and gets the ball. I actually wrote I would love him as a mid-round pick when I did my draft analysis. Yep. And as a mid-round pick, I ain't going to argue it. I love it. Drake May just got a new weapon, baby.
I'm telling you. And we'll share. Okay, Mark Daniels just tweets out, Patriots have too many wide receivers. Someone has to go. Kendrick Osborne. Kendrick Osborne, Demario Douglas, Jalen Polk, Javon Baker, Juju Smith-Schuster, Tyquan Thornton, Jalen Reagor.
They're not all going to be.
They're not all going to make the roster. Six of them.
Juju.
Juju.
Put your pants on and get out of here.
I was just going to say, insert joke about exposing yourself on Snapchat.
We'll go stick
here.
Your way out of here.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Don't be a dink, but you're done here. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Quit dicking around. All right. You know what I mean? Hey. Oh. It's Saturday. Don't worry about it. It's fine, Joe. I'll take the heat. Reagor, maybe because he could have some special teams value. He could maybe stick around. Tyquan Thornton.
Kickoffs matter now, remember.
Do very much so. Javon Baker, they got him. Oh, my goodness gracious. One of my favorite.
Are you going to buy a Baker jersey? Like, you're more excited about this pick than you should be. They got a franchise quarterback, and you're more excited about the receiver they got in the fourth round.
Because now he's got legitimate weapons to throw to, and we'll get into when we come back. We do have to try to, we've analyzed the pick now at length.
I
love the fact that people are like,
Alabama. Nick Saban guy.
Yeah. People are super excited about it. 508, grow up, Fitzy. That was an annoying 30 seconds of radio. Shut up.
I agree.
Oh,
I
would you?
How'd you get my text so fast?
Blank me. Fitzy, you read my last text incorrect. Have an espresso with a shot of heart. Joe, blah, blah. My 202, my D.C. friends call the Patriots the Northern Commanders. Oh, come on.
That's not nice. That's not nice at all.
Trade Juju for a seventh if you have to. Patriots wide receiver room is full of just another guys. I disagree. I think we have two potential studs in the room now, and it makes me very, very happy. We'll get into all the Jalen Polk talk. Some national analysts are big on Jalen Polk to the Patriots and what he may present to them as the Raiders step to the podium for pick 112. We'll carry all of the Patriots picks live today, rounds 4 through 7. We're with you till just after 3 p.m. today. Dan, Paulie, Rick, don't go anywhere. I got your calls next. It's Fitzy and Hart, day 3 of the draft. So much Boston sports. What a time to be alive on WEEI.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's going to go earlier than people expect because he is a quarterback's best friend. I know it's a cliche, but he really, I mean, it's the player he gets comped to a lot is a guy you guys know very well in Jacoby Myers for good reason. I mean, he catches literally everything thrown at him. Good frame, good route running ability, super smart, can win the line of scrimmage. I love him.
That was ESPN's Mina Kimes. On Patriots wide receiver Jalen Polk, and I'm very excited about him. But when I found out the New England Patriots got my guy Javon Baker, well,
touchdown maker.
Andy, you can't see it, but Fitzy is on his feet dancing and lip syncing the song.
God,
and he just did the crotch chop.
That was for Andy. He got a little triple X on that one. Andy, you ready for this? At NE Patriots Today, just tweeted moments ago. Hold on. Sorja, you have called in and out five different times. His phone must be breaking up. I'll get to your call. Dan, Sorja, Pauly, David, Rick, the lines are jammed, Andy. I'll get to everyone in just a second. But Zach Ventola at NE Patriots Today was watching Javon Baker on Instagram Live. New Patriots wide receiver Javon Baker on Instagram Live. Quote, it took too long. I'll show y'all's ass. It took too long.
And,
wow.
And that's the edge of concern that I have with
him.
You can see it in his play. And guess what? That can be an absolute strength for him because I think it shows up in jump ball situations. I think it shows up in breaking tackles, making play. Like, he plays with a ferocity and competitive athleticism that I love. I just don't know if it's unbridled, as they say, where it could kind of... You know, the stallion needs reining in a little bit. I'm interested to see. I don't care if it's youth sports or the NFL. I'd always prefer a guy that I need to rein in than a guy who I need to light a fire under. And he's a rein in guy. So again, coaches, isn't that your job? Rein him in. You know, pinpoint how you can manipulate him to get the best out of him. Now, there's inconsistencies. The more you read about him, great catches are balanced out by bad drops, inconsistencies in everything he does. But if he hits his upside is explosive. His upside is playmaking. I mean, the guy averaged 22 yards a catch last year.
Yeah, at University of Central Florida, it's not exactly like he was catching balls from Drake May. By the way, Devontae Walker went two picks later. So while that may be momentarily frustrating for our new quarterback, Drake May, because he probably would have rather have had his guy at the same time, I'm sure he's going to love throwing to him. Our friend Taylor Kyles, who does an awesome job over at CLNS. Javon Baker's game has some frustrating inconsistencies, which you were just highlighting, Andy. But he's got undeniable talent, can win at all three levels, and has legit wide receiver one upside. Can line up all over. I think he'll be the main X with Jalen Polk. Excellent value. I don't remember, Andy, I'm sorry that I just like went banana pants here, but like I don't remember the last time. Well, how many times have I said to you on Six Rings and wherever else that... You know, don't fall in love with players. Don't develop draft crushes. It's silly, A, because I'm a grown man who's a half century old. But B, most importantly, like, I just want this to be fun. I've seen my six Super Bowl championships. I've seen the Patriots go to 11 Super Bowls. I don't need any more beyond the luxury of riches we've been blessed with over the last 20 years, 25 years, half century, whatever. But I want some fun players for my kids to get into the Patriots. I want them to want a Drake May jersey. It is also impossible. You were correct. I couldn't find a Drake May UNC jersey to buy my 11-year-old for love, sex, or money yesterday on the internet. Like, well, those things have gone.
Unless you wear 2XL. Those are available.
Yeah. He's 4'7" and 80 pounds.
That's a dress.
Probably, unless I'm going to be making him a tent or a blanket or some sort of canvas. Yeah, no, that's not the case. But I just want some dynamic. I want Six Rings to be unpredictable, fun, and wild this fall. The postgame show should have some juice to it. It shouldn't feel like a freaking funeral like it did this entire last season. Now that we've got some dynamic players, I am fired up, and so are the callers. Let's get to a few of them first,
Andy. Let's go.
God, what a great... I'm so glad we're here today.
I cannot wait till the first time we're ripping Javon Baker for being selfish.
Javon.
Sorry.
Andy, what happened to positive Andy?
Oh, shoot. Yeah, no. Love Javon Baker. He's a playmaker. Javon Baker.
I told you he wouldn't make it.
Baker, the playmaker. Hey, by the way, Jared, real quick, before I go to Dan in Rhode Island and start running through these calls, Jared, our new assistant in the other room, Andy, Jacob. Well, Jared left. Jared quit. I understand. It was rough going. He probably got freaked up on my dancing. We got Jacob instead. Jacob's way better. Jacob has a friend who went to UCF. Jacob, would you share with me what you shared during the share for the good people listening
right
now?
Yeah, so I've got some boots on the ground analysis here from my friend at UCF, and he said that he's just an unreal player. He's got good speed. He's great on deep balls, and he has great hands, but he does have some drop issues, but he is a fantastic player, and he really knows how to electrify the fan base, so really excited about that pick.
Steal of the draft the alert. Thank you, Jared. I'm so glad we got rid of Jacob.
The electric part is going to be on display.
Jacob, my guess would be... I'll get it right eventually.
From day one, I think in training camp, you will be talking about Javon Baker for good and for bad throughout the course of late July and early August.
Oh, who is this 401 text? Get out of here with this nonsense, would you? Fire your negativity into the sun. Two junk ball receivers for a junk ball QB. Perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, we celebrate all takes and input, and thank you for listening, but, you know,
that's just stupid.
Blow it out your back
door. You've never seen Javon Baker play, I bet.
I guarantee, just like me, you haven't seen him play.
This guy probably hasn't even watched the highlights or read the stats.
Let's get to our first call. We got a ton we got to get to, and they all deserve it. Dan in Rhode Island, my guy Danny in Cranston. What's up, guy?
Hey, Nick, sounds like you got to get your Pepe Kalo koozie out and start early today, pal.
Oh, my. I got to tell you, I was dragging rear, and that woke me the blank up. I'm telling you, like, we have a potentially, like, on-field proper dangerous player, like somebody defensive game planners and coordinators may have to actually think about now, alongside Polk and May. Like, welcome back to fun football, Danny.
You are in full football draft menopause right now, pal. You are hot and cold all over the place. real quick, two quick things. One about Bill, and this is one of the most hypocritical things I've ever heard. When he was talking about May and he was saying, like, May compares himself to Josh Allen, which he really hasn't. But doesn't anybody – he goes, Allen is a special player. Doesn't everybody remember that Bill basically trashed Allen? He dismissed him as...
You must not have been listening. When we were on the air on Thursday night, I went on about a 10-minute rant about the fraudulency of the most fraudulent man on the planet named Bill Belichick that he didn't even hint at acknowledging that.
Andy's back.
Okay. No, I just... That was... it's true. He didn't... Like, he pretends like he's always thought that Josh Allen was God's gift to football. He was an MVP candidate, and Bill was poo-pooing him at the time.
I want to segue that into Andy. Your outlook about, like, the positive thing and what I was saying. Like, I called you guys even before last year started, and I wanted them to go 0-17, like, literally, because I wanted the Bill Belichick experience to end. And now you're talking about we have things to look forward to. Things are different. You know, there's a positive outlook. Would you rather have what we're doing right now or have him hanging around for another year doing the same crap that he's been doing the last 4 or 5 years? You know what I mean?
Yep.
I'm excited. They may not work out, but I am generally excited. Fitz, you wouldn't be experiencing this if Bill Belichick was still there. No, you wouldn't. You got to admit that.
Honestly, Dan, I hate to say it, as much as I love the former coach of the New England Patriots, greatest NFL coach of all time, who's brought us so much joy, aggravation, and taught us just, yes, I love the man, but... I'll end on a real positive note. I'm with you.
Last year in the fifth round when Puka Nacua was drafted, nobody was going crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yep,
There's always people who were drafted now who are going to be certified studs. And if you get lucky, you might get one of them. So that's what we can hope for. Have a nice afternoon, fellas.
What a great first call. You too, Danny. Thanks very much. His line is open at 617-779-7937. If you want to join the Javon Baker touchdown maker partay. I'll go to break on this tweet we just received here, Andy, from our pal Doug Kide, at Doug Kide on the Twix platform from the Boston Herald. He's referencing the event that we did a week and a half ago at Vitamin C Brewing to benefit Boston Children's Hospital. I had as our little panel of experts, I had Bob Soucy, Phil Perry, Jeff Howe from The Athletic, Doug Kide, and Andrew Callahan. Fitzy asked us at this event last week at Vitamin C Brewing which player from the draft fans would be excited to be watching in training camp. At Jeff P. Howe said Jalen Polk. I said Javon Baker. Guess we were both right.
Ugh! Good. Wow. We have turned a corner.
Well,
I feel like myself again for the first time since Tom Brady left the show.
I just hope. Do you have a good track record at all?
No, it doesn't matter. Shut up.
Oh, okay. So, well, I'm just.
Would you just let me be excited?
Like, my famous draft crush that worked out was Gronk. I wanted Gronk. I fell in love with him for 6 months, and then he worked out. So, like, you know, I feel like I can live off that for a while. If you have a history of loving players and then those players suck, I don't know if I feel as good.
I don't particularly. I mean, yeah. All right. Let me say this. The player that I wanted the most, obviously, this draft was Ladd McConkey, but the other one was Javon Baker. So that's why I'm ecstatic right now. My favorite player in last year's draft, I think you'd remember this. I had opined and banged on the desk for quite some time for the Pats to grab Tank Dell. And I felt validated by the fact that he was crushing it until he broke his leg last season. So my track record, it's not too shabby. It's okay.
It's an inexact science.
It is, and that's part of the fun. All right, we are 1 hour in, 2 hours to go. Charlie, Rick, David, Paulie, Sorja, I'm getting all your calls. We will talk Jalen Polk. We'll talk Javon Baker. We'll continue to carry all the Patriots picks live rounds 4 through 7. Eventually, at some point, we may have to just give whisper to the Boston Celtics, who play a sneaky pivotal game tonight in Miami. Tip-off is at 6 p.m. The Bruins hosting a watch party tonight. Hope to see you guys at West End Johnny's. We'll be drinking some JMO while we watch the Bruins take on the Leafs at Game 4. Oh, please. Oh, I just want to just eat it like rib sauce off my fingertips to see miserable fans in Maple Leaf Square. Yes, the Sox are playing too. God, this is a beautiful day. Thanks for joining Fitzy and Hart on EEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.